How's Danny doing?
I'm all right.
I'm good. And James?
He come over this morning. The state tax commission was here. He went back to the house, said he wasn't feeling worth a quarter. I met him going down the hill.
Okay, call our meeting to order. We're on mic here now, and we'll have a phone call very shortly from Mr. Strophis and discuss payroll. So we'll idle here just a second. Did we have anything else on our agenda? I don't think.
Yeah, there was one other thing. You had posted something about damage something.
Yes.
But Randy had brought some paperwork to me yesterday. He called just a few minutes ago and apologized with Frank being out. He was out on a case of Club Road on a project that they was working on, and I told him that I would make a motion to table till Monday.
Okay.
And we can have the girls post it Monday.
I've got Ronnie's phone number if you want to call him. He's agreeable on the 500, but there's also some gutter damage that he feels he should be paid for.
Okay.
We haven't heard anything yet, Nikki.
We never didn't hear.
I wonder if it got unplugged or something.
Yeah, that's all.
We got an equipment malfunction. We can get him on the cell. We can hear on the mics on the cell if you want to. Do you want to do that? Okay. He might have them come and check that out before Monday.
Right.
This is Jim.
Good morning. I have you downstairs with the guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim. We're having a meeting.
Jim, we had a malfunction on the speaker down here, and it never did ring down here. So,
So
I'm going to make a motion to approve payroll.
Second by Jim Strophis.
There it is.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
And I make a motion to table the other thing that was on the agenda that had, it was labeled road and bridge damage, something, and I had talked to Randy, and with Frank being out, and he told me, he said, I just got busy, went over to, he said, I'm over at the other side of Casa Club Road, and he said, I apologize for it, but he had forgot about it, so we can post it for Monday.
Okay, yeah. Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 I have,
aye.
Can I say something on payroll?
Yes.
Nick's pay period is the very last pay period of the year, and a lot of people have quite a bit of comp. Do you want, and some is over the 80. I was wanting to know.
Can you talk up whatever that is?
Some of the comp is over 80, so I wanted to know if you wanted me to, or you all were going to send out something stating everyone needs to use it, or do I need just allow it to roll over if by chance they don't use it by the end of the year?
The comp can roll over.
80 hours can.
80
but,
hours can. But everything over that they lose. And
no, they don't lose. We have to pay. Comp can't be lost.
Okay. Okay.
I would say if they don't use it, we need to pay it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
That's my thought, though. We just need to, get back to keep them within our rules, which is 80 hours. So.
Yeah.
I know I had some that was over the 80 that didn't know if they was going to be able to take it, so I wanted to make sure whether to pay it or if they could roll it over is my question. So, and you say pay it, so I'll make sure it's all paid.
That's what I would like to do, get started with the new year, everything clean on the new year.
Right.
Ditto. Okay.
So we don't need a motion for that, you just
no,
direction.
I just need to know. Just,
okay.
Don, since you brought that up, do you do that regularly? I mean,
well,
every quarter or something?
Well, you all, Road and Bridge, you had allowed some of them to have more than 80, and
seem like there's a sheriff's department has more than 80 on some of the reports.
You say we allowed that. I didn't know. I thought
that. I don't know what. They had like snow days or something, and Samari had 80, and they didn't want to pay him. They just wanted to give time off. And some of them just hadn't taken their time off, which they may by the end of the year. I just want to make sure that if they don't by next pay period, what I need to do.
The rollover of 80 is what we're going to insist on. I mean, if they can keep 80, and we need to pay them for the other part.
I need to be aware of that, so I make sure that I...
Now, I was thinking it was last year, but maybe it was this year's ice storm or something where they collected the extra time that the road rolled up. So that's where I was thinking that was at. Just two departments, you think, that have got employees that are that way?
Three.
Okay. All right.
I know of three. So I need to make sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right. I mean, we've made a rule to not carry it over, and I...
I can't go against the elected official if they choose to do that.
Right.
And I know the personnel policy states that, but, I'm just kind of put in the middle. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
All elected officials know that anything over 80 is going to be paid, or they either take it off or it's going to be paid, they may let them take it off.
All right. And I think a memo sent out will be appropriate. Even this next pay period would be all right sent out.
We need to send it out by Monday so everybody's aware of it.
With this pay check?
It'd be great if we could have on this pay check, yes.
Okay.
So that everybody, if it can go to elected officials and department heads, because they're the ones that got to
they're the ones responsible.
Really going out to employees.
Well, the only thing is they know.
Yeah.
The employee knows, and the elected official might not be keeping total track of the hours, so.
Okay, whoever.
I'd just like to have it all, everybody
you
get.
You guys send that out, and it's probably coming from you all, not me, because I don't have much power.
Yeah. I think so.
Are you still with us, Jim?
I'm here. Looking in.
It sounds like we, the county commission, should send out a memo to, I guess, everyone.
In this check.
Well, or not.
I don't know if you make the check in time, it may be just an email to everybody.
Just send an email to everyone that says the policy is what it is and quoted a policy, and that we've got some that are over the 80 hours, and the commission is directing Don in the auditor's office
to pay
anything over the 80 hours in this next pay period.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Can you help us with that, Nikki?
Sure.
Just a brief.
Who's writing that email?
Pardon me?
Who is writing that email?
I was just asking Nikki as you were saying that.
Okay, good. So Nikki's there. Okay.
Just a brief note that says
what
the policy is to kindly remind and that this is what we're doing. And if there's a problem with that, then that gives everybody time to a few days to do something about it. Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I didn't see anything else on the agenda.
I think that's
it. That's all.
All right, thank you. We'll recess.
Bye.
Yeah, we'd...